This is The Local Beat with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. It's brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers right here in Elyria on East Broad Street, a trusted name in jewelry. Let's bring in Dave from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are we doing?
Doing great, Rocco.
Good to hear. Good to hear, Dave. And, you know, let's start with the talk of the town right now, election season. Obviously, the results are rolling in. And, you know, you've had a keen eye on election season since the start of things, really. And I'm sure yesterday, Tuesday, was very hectic for you. Dave, just kind of looking back on things, what were some of the key differences with the way things went down this year? I mean, the COVID protocols and guidelines obviously are a huge factor here. But in what ways was this election season just different than any before?
Well, you're looking at a situation where we had just massive early voting, you know, among Lorain County residents. You know, record numbers of people showing up to the Board of Elections, turning in absentee ballots either by mail or in person, dropping them off at the Board of Elections up there on North Ridge Road. Lines of 20, 30, 40 people at a time getting through. And the average time for serving a voter, they were doing about 5 voters per minute, according to Paul Adams, director of the Lorain County Board of Elections. At one point, 5 voters a minute were voting inside the board offices. So we saw a massive early turnout for voters, and we're still at this moment right now, about 5 o'clock on Tuesday, still trying to see, you know, how the polls went. There have been some lines because people are getting out of work, going in and, you know, waiting to vote. We have some reporters out who are reporting lines of about 20 people in LaGrange. It seems like everything went pretty smoothly today at the polls. Doesn't seem to be a whole lot of issues that are out there facing the voters. And as of right now, we still have about 2.5 hours until the polls close, and then we'll see what kind of results we get.
Do those longer lines stem from just an unpreparedness on the polling location's part? I mean, 5 voters a minute, that's lightning quick. But I've certainly heard a number of stories contrary to that, where people are waiting hours on end just to go and submit their vote. So is that just a lack of preparedness on a polling location? What plays into that?
You know, just from what I've seen, and I've been up to the Board of Elections a couple times in the past week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, just to kind of gauge what's going on up there, or going to meetings, or talking to politicians, talking to voters. It doesn't seem to be a lack of preparedness. I think that actually the process seems to run rather smoothly. You know, there were the Board of Elections got some extra money, you know, from both the CARES Act and from the state, and also from some private grants as well. Many Boards of Elections did. And I think that they were rather, at least in Lorain County, and that's the one that I can guarantee you I know probably the most about, they seem to be very well prepared. Now, in other places like Summit County, for example, we've seen photos of lines stretching around a block, you know, and Summit County has about probably 3 times the population of Lorain County. But Lorain County seems to have done a pretty good job, and I think they have done a pretty good job. As far as, again, as I've seen, at getting people in the door, getting them to vote, letting them know that you know, if they showed up a little bit too late, that they were able to able to show up the next day, or able to go to the polls today to cast their ballots. Like I said, a massive early voter turnout, and that's kind of been what this election has been about.
And certainly the poll workers, I think today, excuse me, deserving a shout out of sorts for being able to let this all happen smoothly. You know, again, with that influx of early voting, like you said there, I'm sure this year couldn't have been easy for them. So shout out to everybody helping that, you know, run smoothly. Dave, obviously tensions are a bit high at the national level with these elections, certainly for the presidential race. Did you get a sense of that trickling down to the local level at all this year with your coverage?
Well, again, I think with early voting, you know, it tends, and this is just kind of a general trend, with early voting, you know, starting about a couple weeks ago, you tend to see a lot more Democrats voting early. They tend to like to do that. And that's been through discussions I've had with people across the political spectrum, is that the early returns might show a lot of the blue numbers that we're gonna see. So you might see a lot of that come in those first returns. Now, in those second returns, it seems, and again, this is sort of a general trend, that a lot of Republican voters or Libertarian voters, you know, show up the day of because that's what they're used to. They're used to going to the polls on the day of voting, so that those second returns might show you, the second and third returns might show you an awful lot more. And also that tends to be, you know, in rural areas, generally speaking, you seem to see a lot more, you know, red voters, more red state voters. And also geographically, whereas you have Elyria and Lorain voters who, again, tend to be a little bit more, you know, tend towards, you know, the Democratic Party, you tend to see them voting early and being able to go and take an hour or a little bit less, go vote, do their thing. Now, out in the townships, again, where it might tend to be a little bit more red, a little bit more Republican, the geography of those returns, you know, or where you might have printed ballots instead of a voting machine, you know, somebody's doing something provisionally, or if all the machines are taken and they have to wait, you might see some of those returns come in a little bit later, just simply for the geography of having to get those results. Those electronic or paper ballots back to the Board of Elections up there in Sheffield Township, and that could take, half an hour, 45 minutes from some places out there in the non-urban areas, more the rural areas. So that's kind of the flow of votes, flow of returns that we might see. And again, that's in discussions with political operatives and with Board of Elections officials.
Certainly interesting to see how early voting has kind of shaken things up this year and how that has really impacted the election, no doubt about it. Again, Dave O'Brien, our guest here on The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Dave, what could readers be reading up on in Wednesday's Chronicle Telegram?
Well, assuming that we have all of the results in, you may know who the next president of the United States is. We're hoping that we do, so we don't have a long, drawn-out situation there.
That'd be nice.
So we'll see whether it's Vice President Biden or President Trump. You're also going to see the results of several congressional races, three congressional races that are up for grabs here in Lorain County, from the representatives who are going to D.C. Also several state representative races, the 55th, 56th, and 57th district, and as well as Lorain County is going to have a new prosecutor. For the first time in 16 years, either Democrat J.D. Tomlinson or Republican Robert Gargas. You're also going to see results for the two county commissioner races, either Michelle Hung or Lori Kakoski, Kakoski being the Democrat and the incumbent, Michelle Hung being a North Ridgeville City Councilwoman and the Republican. And then also David Moore, a former Republican county commissioner, going up against Democrat Sharon Sweda, who is currently on the board, who was appointed there just about 2 years ago. So those are kind of the big races that are going. There's nobody running against Sheriff Phil Stimitty for his position, so he's pretty safe. And then also we have a county recorder race between Republican Mike Duran and Democrat Judy Nedwick, and then several other unopposed races as well, for coroner, county engineer, county treasurer. You're going to see Dan Telerik and Gen Carney return to the treasurer and engineer's positions respectively. And then we'll have a new coroner, Frank Miller, Dr. Frank Miller, who will take over for Stephen Evans. And then there's also some statewide races for Justice of the Supreme Court, Sharon Kennedy versus John O'Donnell, Judy French versus Jennifer Brunner, French and Kennedy already sitting on the state high court. Court of Appeals race. Between Julie Schaefer, who's currently sitting on the 9th District Court of Appeals, and former Congresswoman Betty Sutton is taking her on. Betty Sutton being the Democrat, longtime Democrat who represented Lorain County in Congress. So that's what you're going to see. There's a lot of other things. Lorain City Charter, a number of renewal levies. The only new money that anybody's seeking there is the Lorain County JVS. So there's a lot of other issues, and we'll cover those all as best we can in the Chronicle on Wednesday.
Lots to catch up on in that Chronicle Telegram, as Mr. O'Brien just laid out for us there. So make sure you get yourself a copy if you want to know all of the results from this election. They should all be there in the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, we can wrap on this, my man. What do you have for us in the way of scanner stories?
Well, I'm gonna give you one that's not political, we'll do one shared by @JakeHollyMedia on Twitter. Hashtag scanner for the win. The dog bit the Amazon driver, and they want to know if the dog has had any shot records.
Oh no! Oh boy! I've had neighbors that have had to deal with this before. That can be an unfun process for the dog owners there. Oh, you hate to see that. You definitely hate to see that. Dave, thank you as always for the time. Excellent scanner story per usual. We appreciate the coverage with election season, and I thank you for joining me again this week. Look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Sounds good. We can talk a little bit more about the election results next time.
There we go, Dave. Take care.